Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today, because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. As I look out the window, we've got bluebird skies, the sun shining. Understand it's supposed to get to about 55 today. We've got Schmo's Brewery opening up at about 11 a.m. I tell you what, it's going to be a beautiful day. Get out on your deck. Fire up that grill. The fall is here. There's some great recipes going on. I'm Jop. He's Bob. We got Chaz in the studio. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Chaz. And Grilling World, it's great to be able to bring you all this cool stuff that we work so hard all week on. We've got Rob Russell coming in on the live line. I was going to flip to my ideas for Deer Camp Chili, but maybe we'll bounce that off Rob in a little bit. But right now, we've got our favorite cowboy, live from Topeka, Kansas, Robbie Russell.
Hey, Bobby.
Are you recovered yet from all the entertaining you did?
Oh, my God. You guys, you're like the energizing bunny. You never run out of energy. 5 in the morning till 11, 5 days of that, wore me out.
I was just bragging to Jop how great you were at shooting clay pigeon. Man, you are truly a seasoned shot there for the trap and skeet.
Well, I've shot quite a bit, and I didn't want to tell you guys that, but I could see you were feeling bad, and I kind of had to let you know that I've shot quite a bit in my life. It's something you got to practice at, and you get better at it.
Yeah. Well, that's a really cool club, and I'd kind of like to have your butt on the show one of these days, because people in Michigan that want to go out west and hunt, that would be a great place to get your sea legs. He's got a beautiful 3,000-acre preserve there, and my goodness, I can only imagine how big the monsters were. We missed Jop every day. We talked about Jop this year, so he was sorely missed.
Hey, good morning, Rob. How are you?
Joppy, we really missed you. You know, Max Heck, he did a good job filling in. We had a blast, but it would have been great to have you here.
Yeah, well, next year you can count on me. You can. It's recorded now, so I got to stick to it. But I missed it as well. It sounds like you guys had a fabulous time, and you know, some things never change. A consummate host, which is a great entertainer, in you, Rob, and then Bob sitting in a tree missing another buck. So it's all good, man. Things just never change.
Yeah, and it's going to be even better next year, because we're going to go ahead and I'm going to book a hunt. We're going to hunt pheasants. We're going to shoot some clays, and we're going to shoot. I mean, we saw a lot of deer. I mean, we saw a lot. And speaking of that, I'm driving down to Emporia, Kansas, through the Flint Hills, and I look over like 10 minutes ago, and I see a 12-point buck. I know he went 300 pounds. He was chasing probably a 200-pound doe through this field, running around in circles, and he was really serious about catching her. And it was quite a show. I mean, these bucks, their necks are all swollen up, and they're like, they're serious. They're really wanting to get down to business.
I don't know if I got a chance to tell you, but that last night when I was sitting in the stand that Jop used and Max used, I told you about the little chase scene I had and the shot I tried making. But right after that, I saw a bobcat, that same, I don't think it was the same bobcat we saw every day. This one was a little bigger. He ran face first down a 2-foot-wide giant oak that's out in your woods there. He ran down the tree, full clip.
That's unbelievable. Those cats are really athletic. And they do things. It's crazy.
I saw more wildlife, possum, skunk. I thought I saw a badger or something at one point. I just couldn't make out what it was. But sometimes those skunks look a lot like a badger at night. Bobcat, every day the bobcat, he made his run. He's like on a milk run, buzzing up the trail. But, yeah, always great. We were hoping to talk a little bit about some of the new stuff we talked about at our national sales meeting for the Good One. But we're running out of time. But I just want everybody to know that the Good One is coming out with the tailgate version of that smoker. So next year, this time, we're going to be having that baby on the back of the car in the parking lot.
Yeah, we got some new and exciting stuff coming up. We've got two new models coming out. We got the outdoor barbecue oven coming out. We got some great stuff coming up, and it's going to be fun. We're going to have a great year next year, and looking forward to getting out to Michigan and doing some classes with you guys and showing some new stuff, getting new recipes every day. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, thanks, Rob. We got to go to a break. Appreciate you taking a few minutes with us this morning, and watch where you're driving.
All right, we will. You guys take care.
All right, Rob. Okay, so Bob's in a tree. He's seeing skunks. He's seeing bobcats. He's seeing badgers. He's missing deer. Great segue to the beers of Kansas. We're going to talk about some of these beers that are coming up, break them down with Chaz. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.